All right. So let's talk about the pieces of legislation that you carried this session and what happened to them or has happened so far.
Well, I printed out that list, so I can tell you a couple of things that were high on my list. Number one thing that I really wanted to respond to was my community's request regarding the career technical education and the opportunity to build a vocational high school. So that was Senate Bill 576, and actually I got great support from the education committees and also from my fellow legislators and also from the governor's office. So that bill passed, and it has been signed. So this gives our school district the opportunity to begin planning for vocational tech school, and the location of that school will be up to the school board, and of course it will have to be approved by the public ed department. But we're on our way, I think, with that piece of it.
Okay, and have you, I'm sure you have been in contact with our local educators, particularly Hobbs. And what does the Hobbs schools think about this possibility? And are they on board and if it goes through with plans to do that here in Hobbs?
Yes, actually, the bill was in response to their request. So we had a meeting in Santa Fe with our superintendent, with the mayor of Hobbs, with a representative from the junior college, also from the Maddox Foundation. So everyone came together with the idea that we need career technical education for our students. So step one was we had to figure out, do we have the authority to build that school at the discretion of the school district? And there was statute saying that we needed to make a slight change there, and that's what the bill did. So it began that process. And then there are a couple of other bills going through the legislature, or did go through, with regard to student credit hours, which will be very helpful for our career technical students. So definitely the school district is on board, and they came to me. So this was an initiative they began.
Okay, great. And I know that you also carried a bill that that was passed very quickly and easily, and the governor also signed, having to do with nurses' safety. Tell us about of that.
Well, this bill I co-sponsored with another senator, and Senator Stefanik. And basically, this bill is the Safe Harbor for Nurses Act. And basically what it does, it allows our nurses to invoke safe harbor when they're in a situation that perhaps they're not comfortable with. And this would create a situation where there would be a review, possibly by the charge nurse and other staff, to make sure that for patient safety, as well as making sure our nurses are comfortable in what they're being asked to do as far as their duties. Because they do have a duty to provide services to their patients, and when that is in any way they're uncomfortable with that, then this gives them an opportunity to reach out and claim safe harbor, and then they can have a discussion to see how those issues can be resolved.
Okay, great. And other bills that you were a part of or carried or heavily supported, maybe?
Yes, I did sponsor a bill regarding prior authorization, and it's called the Health Insurance Prior Authorization Act. And this is going to hopefully streamline the prior authorization process. As you know, whenever you go to a physician and a test is required, or if you're being placed on a particular medication, many times the physician has to go to the insurance company to get authorization to do either the testing or put you on a particular drug. The process is cumbersome now. It takes sometimes many days and often weeks to get that authorization approved. So this process will streamline and make it much easier for prior authorizations to be determined. So working with the insurance companies, we were able to get the bill through. It's on the governor's desk, so we'll have to wait and see whether she agrees that it's something we need to move forward on.
And what is the name? What is that bill number and name, please?
Senate Bill 188, and it's called the Health Insurance Prior Authorization Act, and we'll see how that works out.
Okay, great.
So that was another one, and then I did a memorial that I think is interesting. I originally was going to do a bill and determined that it was just premature to try and do something legislatively. So what I'm doing in Senate Memorial 66 is ask for a study to be conducted with regard to wind turbines and the decommissioning of those turbines after their useful lifespan. So we know that we're going to see a lot of wind farms in place, especially on the east side of the state, where the wind is very productive. But I'm concerned 30 years down the road, who's going to be responsible? What is the cost? Whether it's on state land, federal land, private land, we just need to have some consistency with regard to decommissioning. We ask that of the oil and gas industry, and I think it's only fair that we do so with regard to wind energy.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Just generally, how do you feel now that the 60-day session is over?
Relieved. It was one tough session, and we played defense a lot with regard to the oil and gas industry. It seems that that industry is under attack, and there are many in the legislature that do understand and appreciate the benefit of the industry. They certainly appreciate the revenue that it generates. And as everyone I'm sure has heard, revenues are very high this session for this budget year, and we certainly hope it continues. But the more the industry is under attack, the less certain I am with regard to the sustainability of the industry over the long term. I think we're in good shape for the short term, but I do worry about the attacks and the dislike for the industry in certain parts of our state.
Okay. As a former educator and as a legislator, how do you feel about the measures that were taken in the budget set forth for education?
Well, I co-sponsored Senate Bill 1 with two other senators. Basically, Senator Mimi Stewart took the lead on this bill, but I did support, for the most part, the entire bill. It did provide a pretty substantial increase for our teachers with regard to salary, and I think it was well-deserved. It also responded to the lawsuit with regard to whether the legislature and the administration was funding education at an appropriate and sufficient level. So what this bill did, it provided for opportunities for our school districts to extend the learning time, in other words, more days in school, both through extended learning time and also what's called the K-5 Plus program, which adds an additional 25 days to the school year for our at-risk students. So those two pieces were funded very substantially. We'll see whether districts decide to apply for those dollars. I think many of them would like to. But it's pretty stringent, and the requirements are pretty they're very, very well outlined, and you have to follow all of the requirements in order to qualify for the additional funding. So we'll just see. But I do think certainly the salary increases were warranted, and we'll go from there. But I think that bill will either be signed, Senate Bill 1, or the House version of that bill will be signed, maybe both of them.
Okay. Did you support the reform in testing procedures and the eradication of the PARC test and the...
Well, the PARC test was a decision made by the governor. Frankly, I know that they'll have to come up with a substitute test. And sometimes when we change everything all at once, it creates a real problem for our students and for the teachers. So I hope they're going to be very careful about some of the changes that are moving ahead with. I think the PARC test will certainly be shortened, or a different version of it will be shortened, and that's a good thing. I do appreciate the fact that the governor has decided to stay with Common Core standards, because I support the Common Core standards. I do believe that it was time to take a second look at school grades. I think that received quite a bit of support in the Senate, because we were basing school grades, in my opinion, on testing outcomes that had some problems with regard to how those tests were used with regard to the school grade. So I'm not sure the new method is going to be exactly what I would like for it to be, but we needed to make some changes. One thing we've learned, even when parents find out that their school is maybe not meeting every benchmark exactly how they would like, oftentimes parents will still keep their children in that school because they want to make it better and they'll work toward that goal. So I think it's important for parents to understand how their school is doing, how their children are doing. I'm hopeful but cautious about the new methodology. We'll just have to wait and see if that's going to be effective.